This is Fan Sided Radio.
June 12, 2013, this is Fan Sided Tonight. Hello everyone, John Akron at the helm as always for Fan Sided Tonight. Last night, the Miami Heat absolutely destroyed by the San Antonio Spurs. Yes, you should be hitting the panic button if you are a fan of the Miami Heat. Tonight, I'm going to break down exactly why. And I agree with Magic Johnson, who has basically come out and said, this is the end of the big three. Everyone else has finally caught up with the three talented Miami Heat basketball players. That and also a big brawl in Major League Baseball last night. You had the Dodgers and Diamondbacks, and they weren't throwing baseballs in the strike zone. They were throwing at each other's heads. Well, at least the Diamondbacks were throwing at heads of the Dodgers. We'll get to that and much, much more. Let's get this started. Well, I don't know if anyone, myself included, expected a 113-77 Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The San Antonio Spurs absolutely dominated the Miami Heat. LeBron James, nowhere to be found. Chris Bosh, their leading scorer with 12. I'm sorry, I take that back. LeBron had 15 points. But Bosh, the big winner, if you want to call him that, from Game 3 for the Miami Heat, had 12 points, 10 rebounds. He had a nice double-double. So did LeBron. LeBron had 11 rebounds and 15 points. The mighty Dwayne Wade. I'm sorry, he was a leading scorer. Wow, I keep screwing up here. 16 for Dwayne Wade. 0 points from starters Udonis Haslem and Mario Chalmers. This was an embarrassment for the Miami Heat. And you know they're going to be focused and they're going to come out ready to play in Game 4. I'm not doubting that in any way, shape, or form. They're going to be ready. They are professionals. Coach Spoelstra is going to have them ready. LeBron's going to be motivated. Might actually see a little bit of lift in that jump from Dwayne Wade. And we're probably going to see the same Chris Bosh that we've seen basically throughout his tenure as a member of the Miami Heat, one of the, quote, big three that Miami boasts. Here's why you need to hit the panic button if you are a Miami Heat fan. No, this series is not over, but it is. I truly believe. Okay, the stat is 92% when it comes to Game 3 winners in a series tied 1-1 in the NBA Finals. 92% of the time, the winner of Game 3 wins it all. That's a fact. Here's another startling fact for the Miami Heat and fans of the Heat. It was not Tim Duncan. It was not Tony Parker. It was not Manu Ginobili. None of those three were the key players for the San Antonio Spurs in Game 3. Who were the big three for San Antonio last night? Okay, we're going to go ahead and start with Danny Green. He is their shooting guard. Played in 31 minutes of this basketball game. This is what Danny Green did. He went 7 of 9 from three-point land. Scored 27 points. You keep looking at the stat line. How about Gary Neal? Point guard. Behind, he's a backup. Played 25 minutes. Scored 24 points. Again, 25 minutes, 24 points against a good defensive Miami Heat basketball team. That's why you should be concerned. That's why you worry if you're a Miami Heat fan. And then Mr. Leonard with 14 points in 29 minutes, pardon me, of action. So Leonard, Green, and Gary Neal destroyed you. You take their scores, those three scores. Let's see here, yeah, 51. And then you add another 14 to that. What's that going to give you, kids? 65 points. Those three would have lost by about 12 points to the entire Miami Heat team. The big three for the San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. Duncan with 12 points, Parker with 6. You got 18 there. That's all, just 18. You go down to Manu, you got seven more. 25. 25 points from their big three. Fewer than the points scored by the big three of the Miami Heat. However, the bench went off. The Miami Heat have no answer defensively for the extras. Tony Parker might not even play in tomorrow night's game. We don't know that yet. He had MRI, got himself a little bit of an injury, kind of hobbled up a little bit. Don't know if we're going to see him at all tomorrow night. I don't think it matters. Last night from the Fanside of Radio Twitter account, I tweeted out, anybody else feel like they see the future now? Hashtag Neil. Do I think Gary Neil is going to be the next superstar in the NBA? Not necessarily. What I think Gary Neil is the future point guard of the San Antonio Spurs. If they decide to sign him, they might not. And if he plays any more like he did last night, when he had an opportunity, a rare opportunity, to really log minutes, he's going to get himself a nice contract somewhere, because what he proved last night is he can move the basketball around. No, he's not quite as dynamic as Tony Parker, but he hasn't had time. This is why you should be worried. This is why Magic Johnson, I think, might be right. It wasn't the big three last night that dominated the Miami Heat when it comes to defense, because they smothered. I mean, they shut LeBron down. They are making LeBron James become a facilitator because he cannot get in the lane. He can't. Last night proved it, the way they defended him. Now, some will say, well, what about game two when it was the other way around? Magic Johnson also said, you're going to have to do something in San Antonio. Or maybe it was Bill Simmons. It was somebody from the ESPN crew said, LeBron's going to have to show up in San Antonio if they want to win this series. I don't think San Antonio wins the next two games and closes it out. I think they win one more of the next two, and I think they win on the floor of the Miami Heat in game six. I said Spurs in six. I think that's what's going to happen. But the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals absolutely pushed the Miami Heat to the limit. It was not easy for this Miami Heat team to make it to the NBA Finals, although they were the best team all season long. Also tweeted out from the Fanside of the Radio account last night that being the best team during the regular season is good, but being the best team in the postseason is better. This Miami Heat team is probably considered one of the better regular season teams in recent memory, maybe of all time in the NBA. That means nothing if you can't finish it off in the playoffs. Magic Johnson's right. The other teams in the NBA have caught up. Indiana proved it, and San Antonio, and old. Now, granted, it wasn't the old guys who won the game last night, but considered a very old veteran team in the San Antonio, they figured it out. They kind of had the blueprint signed, sealed, and sent to them via email by Frank Vogel and company from the Indiana Pacers, because they kind of showed everybody this is how you break this team down. And the big three, they're done. I don't know if they're going to move Bosch or if they're going to move Wade. I don't know how much longer LeBron James is going to be in a Miami Heat uniform. But the, quote, big three, done. They're not going to win this series. People know how to defend them now. Last night, LeBron James looked a little bit like LeBron from Cleveland, but not in Cleveland mode where he was taking over a game, confused. The Spurs team has his number. They have him figured out. And if you are a Miami Heat fan, you need to be a little concerned about your basketball team, because I'm going to be honest, things do not look good. In the world of Major League, before we get to Major League Baseball, just a real quick note. There needs to be drug testing in NBA front offices if there's not, because reports are coming in that Jason Kidd is going to be the next coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Good luck with that. I don't see how it works out. Great players do not necessarily equate into great managers or coaches. Ted Williams, one of the greatest hitters to ever play the game of baseball, had one decent season as a manager. That was it. And I wouldn't put Jason Kidd in the hierarchy of things, I think Ted Williams a little bit higher up on the rung in the world of baseball than Kidd would be in the world of the NBA. So it's not a completely fair assessment. And I'm not saying that players can't become great coaches, but usually the players who do become great coaches were those role players or those guys who really paid attention to the game itself, not necessarily the superstars. So drug testing, I highly recommend that in NBA front offices when it comes to choosing the next head coach of your squad. Major League Baseball, last night in Los Angeles, there was a little ditty between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks that resulted in three hit batsmen, two of them being hit in the head. Both of those players, Los Angeles Dodgers. You had Puig, and then you had Zach Greinke, who had retaliated prior to himself being hit himself. For Puig being hit in the face. And then the Diamondbacks throw at Greinke up towards his head. Now, he kind of ducked down. I think he threw a shoulder up. I don't think it got him in the head. But a brawl ensued that I think the best parts of this brawl were the old guys. Mark McGwire, Matt Williams, Don Mattingly, Don Baylor. All kind of getting in the fray when it comes to this. And today a lot of people have been saying, look, Major League Baseball needs to evolve when it comes to the eye for an eye aspect. When it comes to the unwritten rule of you hit our guy, we're going to hit yours. And I watched a little bit of Baseball Tonight coverage tonight, and Curt Schilling kind of comes on and says, you know what? Once Montero got hit, that should have been it. That should have been the end of the story. Eye for an eye, it's all over with. Instead, Zach Greinke is targeted, and the brawl happens. I'm old school. That actually drew attention to Major League Baseball during a time when the NBA Finals are going on. Winner. B. I'd like to think that you can still stick up for your boys, and yeah, you might get suspended, but I think it's well worth it. Here's the problem I have with what happened last night. As a lot of people have pointed out, why are you throwing at a man's head? I have no problem for eye for an eye. All right, when the Dodgers retaliated for Puig being hit, they clocked the guy in the middle of the back. Up, but not towards the head. You don't try to kill a man, because that's what can happen when you're throwing 95 to 98, depending on who the pitcher is. That part is not responsible. When it comes to eye for an eye, when it comes to hits batsmen, I'm good with it. Hell, I did that in Little League. Now, I'm 33. It's not like I'm a young man. I'm not old. But I'm okay with the unwritten rule of baseball. Tell you what, why don't you connect with the show? Follow us at Fansided Tonight. Tonight spelled T-O-N-I-T-E. That's the Twitter account. Also, like Fansided Tonight on Facebook. Or you can email the show, Fansided, the number 2, night, at gmail.com. Let me know if you think I'm right. Let me know if you disagree with me and think that, well, maybe they need to evolve and not throw baseballs at high velocities at one another in a professional sport. It's short, it's sweet, but hey, it's also intermission time as I'm recording this of the Bruins and Blackhawks game one of the NHL finals. Quick reminder to everybody, tomorrow night on Fansided Radio, Fansided Tonight, the show you're listening to right now on Fansided.com. We're going to be coming at you a little bit early. Why? Because we want you to be able to watch the NBA Finals, and hell, we want to watch them ourselves. Going to be joined by a few guests. We have Les Bailey from ProGolfNow.com. He's going to be stopping by. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods. We're going to be talking about the U.S. Open. Opening round starts tomorrow. We got Michael Castillo from reignoftroy.com is going to be stopping by. We might get into a little bit of NHL talk. He is a diehard Kings fan. Obviously, they are no longer in the NHL playoffs, but nonetheless, a good guy to talk to. We're going to have Josh Santos. He's a writer at fansided.com. We will have Josh Hill from fansided.com. So you know we're going to be talking NBA playoffs. Kind of a pregame show, so to speak. We're going to dabble in some other things. We'll probably talk a little baseball. We'll probably talk. I know we're going to talk some PGA, but definitely some NBA talk tomorrow on the show. So make sure to catch that. It's going to come at you at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Not 10 like it normally is. We're coming at you early. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're gonna get it going for you right here live, the live video show on fansided.com. Over on Fansided Radio, make sure to hit up Fire and Ice Sports. They're gonna come at you live at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we're gonna be finishing up and they're gonna be kicking things off on fansidedradio.com. So make sure to check out the boys at Fire and Ice Sports. I want to thank everybody for listening to tonight's show. Sticking with it, listening to me talk and ramble on and on about things that I believe or how I feel, which, again, I appreciate all of you for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow night live right here on fansided.com. Be good, everybody.